Steak is what's for dinner.
I actually didn't have steak today.
Just okay.
Just saying, you know, we talked about the all meat diet, and I didn't actually have steak today, so.
Touche. Yeah, interesting. What'd you have?
I had tuna.
Oh, sounds pretty disgusting.
Tuna's the best, man. Oh, hey.
I can't say that I agree with you. Well, listen,
just because you guys aren't next to an ocean, being in the Midwest, just don't know fish.
That is true. That is definitely a truth fact.
And do you guys even know fresh food? I don't know.
We got fresh steak. Get plenty of that.
Corn-fed steak.
Yeah. Got plenty of corn.
Yeah, this is two beards and some beers. Well, sorry, two beards and some whiskey, because we are mixing it up a little bit today and drinking whiskey.
Yeah, we are.
And I'm your host, Levi, one of them.
And I'm that other host, Nick.
I honestly thought you were going to do the hot rod intro.
We already did that.
Did we?
Yeah. Pretty sure. Maybe not.
It wouldn't surprise me if we've done a hot rod intro, but I don't remember. Yeah. I actually don't remember one. I don't know if we have.
So I feel like I was going to, and I might have changed it last second.
That makes much more sense.
Yeah, that sounds like us.
Sometimes I have it in my notes, and I'm like, I think I might have done that. And then I was like, no, I just changed it last minute. Last second, honestly. Like,
yeah, I kind of like the last second, just whatever comes off the top of the head.
So Nick failed, and he could not find the beer that we were supposed to get. Even though it's from his area.
Literally, like a state or two away.
Yeah, hence the whiskey, which we've been talking about for a while.
Mm-hmm. Levi was all like, hey, yeah, man, I can find a lot of the beer that I'm seeing in your area. Let's pick something from like your area. What do you got? And I'm like, hey, Founders? Yeah, let's totally have the Rizaka IPA. He's like, okay, cool, got it. And then I go to the store and I'm like, ooh, don't got it. Awkward.
We did have the Lagunitas, which is kind of from your area, but.
Yeah, like partially. I mean, they're like
50%.
Second. Yeah, 50%. That's fair.
A little less than that, but, you know, half and half.
What are you? Whatever.
You're closer to them than I am.
Yes. So. Yeah.
What are you drinking for whiskey?
Something that you have recommended, the Rebel Yell Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
And so before this, Nick and I made old fashions while we were FaceTiming and introduced him to my dog.
It was adorable. Both our FaceTime and your dog. Yeah.
And made some old fashions and... So are you on your second one, or are you just drinking whiskey now? What's going on there?
I am on my second old fashioned. I made another one. This time, ironically, I thought I used less bitters, and it turns out I used more, but still good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I am drinking Old Forester. Yeah, I bought when I got the... Lagunitas and the Azaka from Founders. I got a couple bottles of whiskey that I've been wanting to try, and one was the Old Forester, and then one was I can't even remember the name, but it was a shit cheap bourbon that I was like, oh, I always want to try like the really bad bourbons just to see if there's for some reason one that I like that's really cheap and
yeah.
It, but it's not great.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a good idea. It's a good thought.
I think it's Black Eagle. So yeah, I got Old Forester, which is supposed to be pretty good bourbon. I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one. And then the next day, Elizabeth comes home from the grocery store after seeing me drink an Old Fashioned the night before and was like, hey, what? I noticed we were out of whiskey, so I bought us a bottle of Rebel Yell, which is what you're drinking. And I was like, you saw me drinking an Old Fashioned yesterday. She's like, oh, yeah. So now we have three bottles of whiskey. But,
hey.
I mean, who's mad?
That, right, honestly. I'm glad that I finally pulled the trigger and did this because, so before this, all I had whiskey-wise was this bottle of scotch that was like a, it was pretty good. It was like an, it wasn't like your typical like smoky scotch. I forget the area that it's from.
Speyside.
But it, maybe. I honestly, even if you said it, I wouldn't even know. But it, it was pretty good, pretty mellow, pretty smooth. It didn't have a year, so it was a little bit cheaper. I think it was like, well, it's, I mean, it's still, I think it was like $40. So,
I'm trying to remember the whiskey that I see a lot of people get. It's kind of florally, and it starts with an F. And I'm really
Fireball.
No. Yeah, Fireball. Oh no, it doesn't start with an F. But Fireball is definitely the most floral scotch I know. No, I was thinking of Glenlivet or Glenlivet.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So it wasn't that. Yeah. I mean, maybe you wouldn't know, but
no, I'm familiar with it, but I actually have not had it.
I'm not a fan of Glenlivet.
No.
It's too florally. I like the peatier scotches.
No, I'm with you there. And so that's what this Deanston is too that I got. It's definitely more florally and more it's hard to say earthy without people going like peaty, but like
I wouldn't call peaty earthy.
Yeah. So that's what I would call this scotch. And it's good, but I just think I'm partial towards the peatier scotches, so.
Yeah. Oh, so Deanston is that what you said, Deanston?
Yeah.
It's a Highland scotch, so.
That's, yes, it is, Highland. So.
I mean, not all scotches pair to the regions, but.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. I had one from Islay the other night, actually, and. I know for a fact, unlike you, that this company started with a B, and I cannot think of it. It's like Brutalich or something like that.
I mean, it's, I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank right now. But either way, it was pretty cheap scotch, and so I just got like a double and sipped on that the rest of the night, and it was pretty good. I was not mad about it, especially for the price.
Yeah, I mean, my go-to Islay scotch is probably Talisker. I enjoy a good Talisker. Fun fact while we're drinking Old Fashions. Glenmorangie scotch is... I've had it, so I can attest to this fact, but supposedly... According to some of the reviews that I've read, it makes a pretty good old-fashioned scotch. And I've had one. I can't remember drinking it because I was very drunk that night. And we drank it. So basically, Elizabeth's sister and her boyfriend came over and we drank a lot. And I can't remember if there was more people than that, but there could have been. And we ended up making... affogatos, which is ice cream and espresso for the listeners who don't drink coffee.
Good shit.
And Glenmorangie Old Fashions, and we drank the entire bottle.
Wow.
So, yeah, I woke up the next day and I was like, oh, that bottle's gone. That's unfortunate. I wanted to try that. I wanted to try that while sober.
I would say you did, maybe.
Yeah, I'm certain I tried it, but the good news is I think the like 10 year or whatever the kind of low level tier mm-hmm. of that scotch is like 35-40 bucks, so it's actually a fairly pretty affordable. Reasonable.
Totally. So this so I found out it's called Bruich Lodic is the
Yeah, I was wondering if it was that one. I was Googling it and I didn't want to butcher the name. So
yeah, I think that's how you say it. Bruich Lodic or Bruich Lodic. I think it's Bruich Lodic. And like I said, pretty good. The bottle that I'm seeing right now that I had a little pricier, however, so I'm happy to see that I didn't pay that much for it when I went out.
Where'd you guys go out to? Or I'm assuming you weren't just like out on your own drinking scotch somewhere, which, you know, I'm not going to judge if you were, but
yeah, no, for sure. I'm always down for that, but it's this place in Naperville called Empire. And so when you come and visit sometime soon in the fall,
if we're not going to LA or Joshua Tree,
or we could do both, so just whatever, I don't know, it's whatever. But so, no, this place is super rad because they have a really good full.
That's a train for our audio listeners that aren't watching the video and
can't avoid
and
that.
Seeing the train because that's how close it sounds.
Yeah, it's right there. Anyways, my apologies on that. So, but they have a very extensive list of beers, good stuff, and a very extensive list of whiskey. Along with that, really good burgers that are, you know, not boring. Got some good stuff for the menu. So,
not a hot Cheetos burger though. Unfortunately,
no, not a hot Cheeto onion burger. Unfortunately,
dude, I hate onions. I'm just throwing out,
yeah,
throwing that out there.
But you
I
would
do
have
not
liked
like
that. You would have liked that onion.
No.
For everyone else, this bar in town from me,
we talked about that already.
No, I know, but I'm telling other people in case anyone else decides to listen to this besides you and I.
So people who aren't listening to the other episodes, go ahead. Or that audio
called,
actually could have been lost on the episode that I lost.
So
just
yeah,
continue with your
true.
Story and I'll
show
you.
So I have
up.
No idea. So the place is called Crusade in Yorkville, Illinois. And they're like a craft burger place. And so one of the burgers they made, they had a like crushed up hot Cheeto breaded onion ring, like on a burger. So pun intended, that shit looked fire.
Yeah, we have a hot dog bar on 6th Avenue, which is the poppin' spot that all the youngins go to in Tacoma.
Mm. Damn Utes.
Yeah, exactly. Those drunken fools. We just drink at home, like normal people. And make
adults.
A podcast about it.
I guess.
we're normal at first, and then we started a podcast, so I don't know if that's normal anymore.
Yeah, I think we went back in the hipster direction.
Anyways, so it's called Red Hot, and it's a hot dog bar, and I always... So I don't know if you have things like this, but there's a couple things in my life that I romanticize that I think that are amazing or great or just like better than they are, and then I go to them and I realize how I'm now disappointed in my entire thought process. And Red Hot to me is that way, because I go there thinking, man, I'm gonna get down on some hot dogs, they have a great beer selection, I'm so excited, and then I get there and I look at their hot dog list and every single hot dog except for the Elvis dog has onions on it. And the Elvis dog is a hot dog with peanut butter and bacon. I mean, I'm not mad about that, but I'm not about to eat like 7 peanut butter and bacon hot dogs. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just not. Maybe I might have one. Not going to have like 7.
No.
But all the, so and my go-to hot dog ideally is their macaroni and cheese hot dog. And it's just macaroni and cheese loaded, or a hot dog loaded up with mac and cheese, so much so it like spills onto the plate as mac and cheese should do. even the mac and cheese has onions in it. They make it with onions. And I'm like, guys, you're not helping me.
Jesus Christ.
So
that's so fucking funny. What's your, if, I mean, we're talking like sauteed, raw, grilled, you can't do it?
The only place the onions belong, there's two places. Two places okay. The onions belong.
Okay, I hope you're going to say, go ahead. Go.
Actually, I'll give you three.
Okay, okay.
Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Guacamole.
Yep.
On top of tacos with cilantro. Raw.
Oh, God, I knew I loved you for a reason.
Those are the only three places that onions are allowed for me.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll give you curry. I like a nice curry, and curries usually have onions. So,
but even that, like, it's usually mixed in like with other stuff to where it's like you're not tasting it.
Oh yeah, curry doesn't have any really? Onion flavor like at all. So
yeah,
and maybe kind of like adding to the back end palate of spices, but not like you're not like, oh, I like the onions in this.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone be like, wow, I really like the onions in this curry.
Yeah.
No.
Do you like curry?
I actually love curry, and funny enough, the first time I've ever had curry was out in California.
Please don't tell me it was at the Thai place by our church.
The
first place?
No, it was actually by the school, which they actually had some pretty good curry there.
Oh, where?
Lucky Elephant.
Is that also a Thai place?
Yeah.
God damn it. I hate Thai.
You're talking about Indian, curry?
Yeah, I'm talking about Indian curry.
Aw, man, I love Thai food. Love Thai curry.
It's all sweet, dude.
What's wrong with that?
Because you know me, and I don't like sweet food. And all of Thai food is like peanuts and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Very
like,
peanutty.
It's weird. It's just like they have like a lot of sweet sauce. Like they like the whole sweet and spicy thing. I just want spicy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I understand that.
But yeah, so I mean, if I can handle and sometimes enjoy Thai curries if they're not like coconut based, because then they're not,
which
so sweet.
There's not many.
Yeah, there's not many. I stick to the Indian curries.
I was gonna say, do you like Indian curry then?
Oh yeah, Indian curry is my jam. Mm. And pretty much, if it doesn't have coconut in it, then I like it as far as Indian curry goes.
That's fair. No, that makes a lot of sense. And it's funny enough, that's probably what draws me to the Thai curry is I love that, like, you know, sweeter, creamy, peanutty, like, curry. Like, I love that so much.
Sounds so bad.
But I need spice to it. I need, because, like, if it's not spicy, I'm like,
No, yeah, I get it. I think, I mean, I don't get it, but I do. I think it's weird to me because I know so many people that enjoy like sweet and spicy things. I think it's pretty normal, kind of like salty and sweet. And
right.
I don't like any of the sweet and spicy things. I don't understand how people like it. Like sriracha sauce is that way to me. Like there's like six or seven Buffalo Wild Wings wings that are like wing sauces that are that way. And I'm just like,
Like their mango habanero?
Mango habanero isn't too bad because it's...
Yeah, that's more spicy than it is sweet.
And I mean,
that shit's...
It's sweet for like half a second and then it just kicks you in the mouth.
Yeah, I think they rate that thing pretty low on their scale because that guy...
No, it's,
that one's hot.
It's up in the three of their hottest sauces.
There's one higher than it, I think, though, that I'm like, really? Because I just didn't agree with
that. Yeah, isn't that the blazing... sauce or whatever, the like the challenge sauce or whatever.
Well, that's their number one, but the mango I think is like three or four.
Yeah, so okay, mango like might be three.
Yeah, so there's like one between them.
I think
I'm
there's
like
a Western or something. Like it's a dry, like it's not dry, but it's like the taste wise is dry.
Yeah, it's just not as spicy as the mango to me.
I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be a guest experience captain at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I used to describe the sauces in detail. In detail.
I didn't know that part of your job. I did know that you worked there, but I did not.
Dude,
that was
a long time ago. That was another Levi ago.
You had some great hair at that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Real good shit.
Now it's just different life. I think someone just knocked at my door. That's weird. It's like,
you sure about that?
8:40.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I'm like,
okay.
I'm like pretty sure. Oh yep. Can you hear my dog barking?
Yeah, I sure can. That's an odd time to knock.
Yeah, I mean it's like 8:45. I don't know. Like, is Amazon delivering me something? It's possible.
They better be.
I did get a barbecue today.
A what?
A barbecue. Oh yeah, it was UPS. I'm looking out of my window. I hope all of our podcast listeners can hear me picking up my computer and walking. So I'm sure the audio is great.
I don't know. I don't hear things like that. I don't know. Oh, now I'm hearing.
That was my chair. Yeah, I sat down. Okay. Yeah, but it was UPS. And I did. I bought a grill. I did not have one, and I'm tired of filling my house with smoke. Cooking steak on the stove. So I bought a grill. I'm adulting, dude. I bought a grill. I bought a lawnmower a few months ago. Mow my lawn.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Who are you?
I don't know. Seems like only yesterday we were in college and I was showing up drunk in your quad.
Good times. Good times. Yeah, okay. So I'm on Buffalo Wild Wings website right now. And mango habanero is the third spiciest.
Yep.
Spicier than that is their wild sauce.
Ah, it's close with the Western. I knew it was a W something.
Yeah, and then the blazon is their spiciest. Which, I'll tell you what, their blazon tastes really fucking good. But then, like, 10 seconds after you're, like, done eating the wings, you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, so I think...
I hate myself.
Have you had Tim's jalapeno chips? I think I've gotten you them before or something, or we talked about it. But they're a Northwestern chip company.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah, I've not had them though.
I eat those with my tuna sandwiches that you hate, apparently.
Ugh.
Anyways, they are great chips, and I think they used to be spicier, like when I was a kid. Because I don't get this reaction now. But they have this thing where it's like, if you stop eating them, your mouth becomes on fire. But like if you while you're eating it, if you just don't stop eating chip after chip, then your mouth's fine.
Mm.
It's spicy, but it's good. Then you stop and you breathe in, and you're like, wow,
oh,
that's horrible.
Yeah, it's, yeah. No, I know.
I mean, it's
the
great,
feeling.
But it's like horrible.
It's wow, I need to go buy more chips.
Yeah. Man, I haven't been to Buffalo Wild Wings in ages. It's probably been years for me.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, I go there and I'm. It's just weird.
That's one of those things that I think I have romanticized, and then I've now come around to realizing that that place sucks.
Yeah, I bring this up probably once a week, and. There's a town next to Tacoma, across the Narrows Bridge, called Gig Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And theoretically, it sounds nice, because that's where there's a couple of breweries over there. Seven Seas Brewery and Taproom got started over there. And they're still there today, but they also have a Tacoma location. And it's right on the water. You know, it's a harbor, so like a bunch of boats come in, people on boats, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I always romanticize it and think like, oh, let's go to Gig Harbor and like walk around the town and like go get beers and all this stuff. And every time I go there and it happened, the last time that this will ever happen was the last time we went, which was a few weeks ago, like, because I just had this realization and I was like, I fucking hate Gig Harbor. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's full of old people and death, like retirement people, and that's why there's so many boats. And then like there's these old shops that like haven't changed in the past 40 years, and they're still full of like all these trinket things that no one buys except for old people to fill their house with random trinkets.
Yeah.
And yeah, I fucking hate Gig Harbor. So now whenever someone brings up Gig Harbor, I'm like, I'm out to get it. I'm like, I'm out to convince people that Gig Harbor is not the magical it's place that fun. They make it out to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, they'll be like, oh yeah, I think we're going to go to Gig Harbor this Saturday. And I'm like, why?
Why?
No, tell me why. What are you going to do in Gig Harbor that you don't want to do in Tacoma? Because there's nothing out there. It's full of old people. And they're like, they're stunned that I'm so like against Gig Harbor, but it's my mission.
You're passionate.
It's my mission to make sure no one else believes this falsehood that I believed for so long.
Well, that's the epitome of us, is when we believe something and we get passionate about something, we're 100% in it.
Oh yeah, I absolutely believe that you can understand this because back to the Buffalo Wild things thing. I think there's definitely probably has been or will be a conversation that we have with someone that's like, hey, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to be like, fuck you.
Wait, not even why. No. Fuck you. Why the fuck would you ask me that question?
Make a statement like that, Buffalo Wild Wings. Fuck that you.
Absurd.
No, but seriously, like, listeners, tell us your stories of places that your band says. Because I think there are so many things in my life that I do that about. Like,
yeah,
that I either go to something once and I have a good experience, or like maybe I was just too drunk and then I end up going back and I'm like, oh yeah, this actually isn't great.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the fucking worst.
Have you ever had a beer like that?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of a specific beer, but I like very vividly remember like having, I guess it wasn't so much of like you have a beer and then like later on like you have it again. I think it was like in that same moment where it's like I'm having this beer and like I want to like it so much, and then I just finally like get to the point where I realize it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but I sent you a video a couple weeks ago of me drinking a peach IPA.
Yes, yeah.
And I was texting Nick, and during this experience when I first tried it, I was like, man, this beer is so good. It's peachy and it's hoppy. It's great. And then by the end of the beer, and I think it probably had something to do with like the temperature getting a little warmer and stuff, and me just kind of getting over the peach flavor. But I sent him this video of my face just like, what the fuck am I drinking?
Like it was like utter, like,
just disappointment. Yeah.
Like it wasn't even like disgust as much as it was disappointment. It's like, what the fuck?
So
yeah, those are gotta be hard for you, the peach ones, because it's a fine line where it's gonna be really fucking delicious, but then like it could very easily cross that border for you for being like too sweet and too fruity.
Yeah, and that's what it was for me. I think when it was cold, it kind of toned those flavors down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I got to the last part of the beer, I was like, man, I don't know if I can do these sugary flavors anymore.
Yeah.
So this is Nick's first time drinking an old fashioned. So tell me what you think. Well, second not, time, because it's your second. I'm making.
It's not
an old
true
fashion.
At all.
Making one.
Yeah, I was
did I say drinking? I 100%
no,
making.
No, you said making. Wait, yeah, you said drinking at first.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I totally meant making.
Yeah.
Nick's
so, yeah.
First and second time making an old fashioned. Clarifying that. What do you think?
Okay, so first off, it's fun. Second off, delicious. Third off, I can see where already just after having my second, or making my second rather, where it kind of comes into play where you start to, you know, play with it a little bit. But like, okay, you know, maybe a little bit less bitters, a little more bitters, or, you know, a little bit more sugar, whatever. You know what I mean? Just kind of like playing with it a little bit just to kind of get it in your niche area where you want it.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, you know, we made him like half an hour ago, and and I mentioned, like, oh, you can get fancy and you can add a couple different types of bitters and stuff, and you're like, oh, that's too fancy for me. But now that you've had a couple, you're like, actually, I could I could see, like, you know, a hide bitters that gives a leathery texture, that'd be interesting, or like a lemon bitters to give it a sour edge, or like, you know.
Totally.
That's kind of what I like about, well, that and like making old fashions, you have to be a little creative about it. I like that. And then I also like the judgmental factor of now you get to go to a restaurant and you get to think, I can make an old fashioned better than this bartender. Oh, this tastes like this kind of bitters. This tastes like orange bitters from Seven Stills. You used a little bit too much. That's how I know. Yep. Oh, you put a full orange slice in this, not an orange peel? Huh. Shows me what kind of man you are.
Literally drinking pulp right now.
Yeah. It's funny because you're allowed.
We've had that happen.
You're allowed to do that happen. Stuff. Well, we've had that happen. Like when I went out drinking with you and your brother.
Yep. Yeah, and that's exactly the time I was going to recall. And
straight drinking pulp, like it was just orange. I was basically drinking slices of orange.
Well, they like muddled like the orange slice in the drink,
which is allowed on old fashioned,
yes,
but the amount of orange that they put in there, like it wasn't like a quarter of a slice or anything. They basically took a half of an orange and muddled it into an old fashioned. I was drinking out of that half orange.
Yes.
And it was just,
and
like,
then they put, and then they took that out and then put the quarter slice in there to make you think, oh no, this is all we used. No, motherfucker, we see through your lies.
They took orange juice with pulp, strained out all the pulp, and poured the pulp into the old fashioned.
So. Jesus, yeah, that was not a good one. And after having a few, you know, I have had that one. I've had, you know, the couple I've made. I've had one or two that you've made, and a few other places as well. Looking back onto that time, I'm like, damn, that was a bad old fashioned. The bad old fashioned.
Yeah, it's tough because I hate going to bars where you think they can make a drink. Like it has that classic speakeasy vibe, and they have a list of classic cocktails of like gin martini, old fashioned, Manhattan, you know, all this stuff. And you're like, oh, they can make a drink. And then you get a drink and you're like, oh, they cannot make a drink. Interesting. Mm-hmm. What IPAs do they have on tap?
What can I purge into my mouth to get rid of every flavor right now?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mind it. Sometimes, like I've had some old fashions that are good with muddled oranges or lemons, because, like, honestly, you can do that to old fashions. Some of the classic recipes even have that as the case.
But you don't do it to the point where you're just fucking like chewing on your drink.
No, exactly. That place was just way overdone, 100%. But
yeah,
it's I like getting creative with classic cocktails. So, you know, do what you want.
For sure.
You're like, oh, I like grapefruit peel on my old fashioned. More power to you.
Yeah, go for it.
It's kind of weird.
Be pretty good.
I'll judge you.
Really? But
no, I don't. I think so much of it depends on the whiskey that you're drinking. So.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not to get into, Nick and I can dissect beers pretty well as far as flavor goes. Mm-hmm. You're more technical than I am, but I, you know, as far as palate goes, we're pretty much on the same page and fairly accurate.
But I think that's going to whiskeys. You're more developed in that area than I am.
Oh, definitely. But I rarely try to do it, like, because I don't know, whiskey's really complex, but I will say the Rebel Yell has like a very cherry flavor to it and kind of a vanilla-y texture. So in that one, I wouldn't do like lemon or kind of play with that stuff, but I might do you know, go back to the peach conversation, you know, like some kind of peach or more smooth texture to it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, because you don't want to like mask all the nuances in the whiskey. You want to accent them.
Yeah, and I think the same thing. That's the same exact thing happens with beers, right? Like certain hop flavors and accents. Like you want to make sure the citrus that you're pairing with it, or whatever you're doing to it, you want to make sure it's paired well.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, well, and even just within the beer alone, like, you know, if you're using certain hop varieties, like there may be certain malts you don't want to use because it's just going to completely, you know, negate a hop flavor that you were trying to go for. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. There's so much that goes into it.
Has there ever been, and there probably has been, but like, is there ever dry and wet hop beers?
Refine your question.
Like, I don't know how to refine that.
Oh, okay. Like fresh hop and dry hop. So you're saying, has there ever been a beer where they used fresh hops and like hops that have been dried?
Yeah.
In the same beer. Okay.
And maybe the answer is probably, but we don't know of any off the top of our heads. But
yeah, I think that's the answer. I think it's probably
or probably, and they were just bad, so we don't know.
Well, no. So I don't know. I think. I mean, so when you say like fresh hops, I think there's a connotation that makes people think that like any other beers that aren't labeled that way, the hops aren't fresh. You know what I mean? That's not exactly it just means that they haven't been dried.
Yep.
So
not what I mean.
So I would say I don't know. I honestly don't have an answer. I would think that most fresh hop beers do have some dried hops in them, but maybe not. Or maybe some do, some don't. I bet you it's that one. I bet you some do, some don't. I don't know. They don't really label it. To be honest,
I don't know.
That's probably the chef's secret. I don't know.
Yeah, again, we're not technical.
No, we're not. We just enjoy drinking them and like to think we know what we're talking about.
I actually like to think that I don't know what I'm talking about. I just like to talk about whatever I don't know that I'm talking about.
I like to talk like I know what I'm talking about when I know I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's we have very bullshitter personalities.
Yeah, you got it.
Whenever I think like bullshitter personality, I always think back to me in high school and middle school, and I talked myself out of so much shit.
Yeah.
I just I had teachers tell me to like go to the dean's office or whatever their title was, or detention and stuff, and I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't go.
That's funny. Then
I would get in trouble, and they're like, "Why didn't you show up?" I didn't want to. Why didn't you want to? Better things to do, like the homework you assigned, and here it is. And you know, here I live in Olympia, it's kind of far, and all, you know, I don't know, say whatever I knew was gonna make it so they just didn't want to deal with my bullshitting, like like they knew that if they really fought me on this, the conversation was just gonna go and go and go and go,
like they know you're wrong. But you're annoying.
Yes.
So they'll just they'll just end it.
They'll say that cool. I don't want to torture myself just to torture Levi. That was my goal.
Right. That's fair.
I'm gonna put everyone else through the same pain that they're gonna put me through.
I think it's a pretty impressive quality.
It's kind of asshole-y, but
it can be.
I appreciate when people are like that they genuinely call me an asshole, like not out of anger or anything. They're like, you're kind of an asshole, Levi. I'm like, glad you noticed.
Yeah. Wanna grab a drink?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's not. I don't know. I like to think that I pair it well with, like going out of my way to do things for people, but I like to think that anyways.
What do you mean? So, like you balance yourself out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not on an individual, like, person level, like I'm an asshole to someone, and then I'm, like, really good to them, but, like, I think overall.
Oh, okay.
Like, overall.
Like your karma. Like your karma.
Yeah,
neutral.
like if I believed in karma, then yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah.
I mean, there's just some people that just deserve 100% hassle.
Yeah.
They don't deserve 50-50.
There's this guy at work today where he came up and he was like super foreign. He's like, "Do you have the British?" And I'm like,
"No."
What? And he repeated it. And so from the original statement that I got no words out of to the second repeated statement that I got maybe one or two words out of, I like look down in my case. And I'm just, like, thinking to myself, making it look like I'm doing something to, like, help this guy. But really, I'm just trying to think about what he said to me and try to understand what he said. Because I don't want to ask the man to repeat it for a third time. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know what you mean, but I have pretty hard hearing. So there are times where, like this is that's the worst thing for me on the phone where I'm, like, and I deal with people that are overseas, too. And I'm, like, dude, I can't understand you. So I'm going to ask you what you said like 8 billion times. Sorry.
Yeah.
But continue on.
Yeah.
I know what you
but
mean.
So, yeah. And so I decided, you know what? I have no idea what this man just said. And out of the one word that I got, I'm going to explain to him the different varieties in that one topic that I got out of that. So I look up and I go, "Well, sir, of this we have," and he was literally just turned around and walked away. And so I was like, "Okay, bye." Like, what the fuck? What an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he realized he had a stroke and he didn't actually say anything, and then he just walked away because he realized he couldn't talk anymore. Like, he was generally like, "I'm not gonna waste this gentleman's time because like I can't talk right now.
I can't bear to live any longer."
I don't know. Maybe he was doing you a favor.
I
positive outlooks.
You know what? That is possible. I just highly doubt it.
I 100% doubt it.
Yeah, fucking asshole, dude. Such a dick. Like, you're gonna literally mid sentence, you're gonna walk away from me. Fuck you. You deserve like no courtesy at all.
But that being said, I do appreciate people who walk up to delis like that and know what kind of cheese they want.
Totally.
Like, because I never do.
Yeah, well, like, what? There's people.
What kind of cheese even goes on a burger? Cheddar or American?
There's people that walk up and don't even know if they want cheese or not.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm like, why the fuck did you come here? Why? What possessed you to walk up to my counter?
Well, and doesn't, like, I think it's so weird because the counter to me, because I don't know cheeses, right? Like I'm on the level of knowledge of cheese. I am mirroring those people that don't even know if they want cheese or not, and and the counter intimidates me. Like, the counter should intimidate them.
Good.
Like,
yeah, it should.
There's a row of cheeses in front of you with a bunch of prices and a bunch of weights that you don't even know. Like, what does a pound of cheese even look like? You don't even know.
That's,
you don't know how much you want. I don't.
I have no
idea. It should intimidate you. And, like,
yeah.
Like, you have the balls to just walk up and be like, "Hey, I don't know what I want, so I'm just going to waste your time."
No, because here's my acceptable responses. You either stay the fuck back because you clearly don't know what the fuck you want, and that's fine with me. I don't care. Just tell me, you know what? I'm not sure. I didn't even grab a number. I'm not sure yet. Cool. Awesome. I'll move on because you're clearly not ready. Or just fucking walk up and tell me, "Hey, so I'm not exactly sure. I think I want something like this, but I'm not sure. Is half pound too much? And I'll be like, you know what, man? I think this cheese would be good for you. I'll start slicing this for you, or even better, here, have a sample. Oh, you like that? Cool. Now, I'm going to show you, like, a quarter pound, and I'll show you what that looks like. And you can tell me if you want a half pound or more. So I'll help you. You help me, I help you, you know?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even get that far because the counter intimidates me, but...
I understand that. Just walk right up and ask for a sample, man. They'll gladly do it for you.
Also, on the topic of people not knowing what they want at the counter, probably the biggest pet peeve of mine in the world, this is a danger statement, because I have a lot of pet peeves.
Yeah.
The biggest pet peeve of mine is when the person in front of me at the drive-thru takes like 8 hours because they, like, either they're ordering for 1,200 people or they just have no fucking clue what's going on. And I'm
like they've never been to McDonald's before.
Exactly. I'm like, McDonald's has like 10 things on their menu. Just order one and go. Or if you don't know what you want, get out of the fucking car and walk in. I'm here in the drive-thru to get my food and go. You're here to take your time. Go inside, bitch.
Yeah. That was good. That was well deserved. I'm bewildered by how many people walk into a grocery store and have no fucking clue what they want.
Dude, just it amplifies that by like 3 billion for me at like Taco Bell. I'm like, they got tacos. Yeah,
because there's no reason you shouldn't know what you want. Their menu hasn't changed. It's not changed.
I would like to say I have sympathy for people, like for moms that I see have kids in their backseat that are like trying to like get their kids to order and they don't want to go through the whole struggle of getting their kids inside. But I'm still no.
Order a fucking quesadilla and move on.
Exactly. Tell your kids you're eating this quesadilla. Sorry. Yep. And go.
Yep. Yep. It's your fucking kid. Tell them to do something. You should fucking do it. Yeah, I'm with you. I like want to, but I'm like, nope.
I'm like, mind. I'm trying to sympathize, but no. It's nothing's coming out.
It's not happening.
Not today.
Not today.
You're not behind me. If you were behind me online, I would give you all the sympathy in the world. Take your time, Mom. Take your fucking time, but you're in front of me.
Dude, that's like every my drive to work is becoming increasingly more and more difficult every day as more and more construction pops up every fucking day. Oh my God.
The good construction that never ends. Like, you know, never it's going to be there for 7 years.
Yeah, because they can't fucking do anything. My manager at work the other day, he was telling me, he's like, dude, I was out in California and they had this 2-lane road locked down to 1 lane, and annoying as it was, the system they had was impeccable. They had the first guys tearing up the road, okay? And they're moving their ass along. They're going all the way down this road. Then there were guys a little further behind them that were cleaning all that shit up. So they tear it up, they clean it up. And then there were guys further behind them that were laying the new shit down.
Dang.
They had so they've had this, they're getting this fucking shit done in a day.
That's just putting a smile on my face, honestly. I wish everyone could see me because I'm so happy right now. That sounds just glorious.
God damn, there's only one reason why it doesn't work that way. And it's because everyone's trying to fucking get paid for 6 months.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
job.
It's like all these cities, they go out to RFP, which means request for proposal. And there's these contractors that are, you know, bidding for the lowest price, and they award some contractor with the contract. And and then the contractor basically realizes that he can't do it for that price, and then it's going to end up costing 3 times as much, and the city's going to pay it. It would just be great if, like, somewhere in the contract language from now on in all these cities just said, if you can't pay it, you still have to fucking do the work. And then, like, the contractor, like, either bankrupts or, like, see ya, like, sorry, you just lost a bunch of money, and now you aren't going to bid this low.
Well, and so, you know what fucking sucks is I feel like that only happens when it comes to road work. Because any other, like, you know, buildings or things like that, just other random shit that needs to get built, that's what's supposed to happen, is they eat the price. Like, that sucks to be
well, you. I think don't it's because it's government, right? And government doesn't have the balls to say, sorry, that was right. in the contract.
Right.
Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, you need more time? Oh, sure. We'll pay you for a whole other 6 months rather than a week.
Man, it's what just... the fuck? Yep. Well, I mean, it all comes down to cost, right? The person making that decision doesn't have to pay for it. They're just... You know, the money comes magically from out of yours and my pocket, so who cares?
Dude, I've seen an entire fucking McDonald's get built. No, let me rephrase that. I've seen an entire McDonald's get torn down, cleaned up, rebuilt from the ground up, and, like, serving customers within a month. Like, I've witnessed that.
Yeah, because it costs then, money. Every minute yeah. that they're closed, they cost yeah. money.
Yeah, and then it fucking takes them, it has taken them 2 years to do a road. Like, what the hell?
The road that was, like, outside of McDonald's. That was, like, yeah. as big as McDonald's yeah. parking lot, right? Like, it's just...
Like I'm sorry, if workers are not out on the road, clean up your mess, pick up your cones, and leave, thank you.
And stop getting paid. I would like
to drive on this road. Yeah. And stop getting paid, because you're not fucking out there working.
No, there's this cone that makes it kind of difficult to leave, like how our garage / parking lot of our townhomes are built. And there's this cone that's like it's not directly in the middle, but it's a little off center from the middle of like pulling out from the parking lot. And I just want to hit it, because I don't even know what it's there for. It's like on top of a sewer drain. That they did maintenance at some point, but like that no one's been there for 4 days. I'm like, I seriously might just go over there, pull it off, and walk away.
Yeah, you should.
Now that I say that, I actually like, because I've previously been considering it, just hitting it with my car. But now, now I'm thinking I literally might walk out there and just pick it up and move yeah. it. Like, who's gonna say yeah. anything?
I don't know.
What
people might.
What's the worst that's gonna happen?
You know what the worst is going to happen? You might be applauded on your way back to your house.
Someone might give me a beer for it, too.
Like, I think hey, you're right.
Hero. Beer. I might
toss you a cold one.
Beer me. I'll even take this Coors Light. Shotgun it on the way back as a hero would.
Fuck yeah.
All right. We, dude, we're almost an hour into this podcast, and we're not even reviewing beer today.
Yeah, we've talked about nothing.
We talked about romanticizing shit, road work, whatever the hell, people who don't know what they want to fucking order.
We've been all over the place.
Been nice.
But yet...
The last two podcasts... Yeah. So, recap for the audience. Theoretically, this would be episode 9.
Yes.
Episode 8 happened last week. Episode yep. 7, the week before that... Yep. Was a audio that I had lost mm-hmm. and confirmed lost.
So for some random reason, the file is there.
Yeah.
Levi
yeah,
can
yeah,
yeah. see it.
Yep.
But it just won't work. Yeah.
So
it's gone. But
confirmed. File's gone. So we'll yeah. redo that podcast of the Voodoo Ranger IPA and the double IPA at some point.
Yeah, it was a fun little thing that we did that was an accident that ended up being kind of cool, where we were drinking similar but different beers and we compared them,
and we'll probably do that again, honestly. Like,
totally. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that's good. And we'll repeat that whole story so everyone knows. And then the episode before that, we imagine that we're not going to release it. That'd be episode 6. Nick and I are just very drunk.
We're toast.
Very, very drunk. And so much so that both of us don't remember a lot of the details of that night.
We don't get embarrassed, and we still don't know if we want to release this.
So maybe it's a thing that we release to, like, outside of the main podcast, like for people who just promise not to judge us. You know, we don't know yet. We don't know. We're gonna do something with it. We just don't know what we're gonna do with it. Maybe we'll release it, maybe we won't, and maybe we'll do just something at
a, maybe like
it.
A later date, you know, who knows,
later date, or like, you know, if we ever do like a Patreon thing or subscribers or something, like right. do like a special, like, hey, here's yeah. this classic drunk podcast that we recorded this one time.
Totally.
But yeah, so but the last so episode 5, the last episode, and this episode have actually been to me anyways, my perspective, they've been chilled out a little bit, which I've liked. So if you want to see some energy, you know, a little bit more energy, let us know. We'll drink some more, mm-hmm. get some energy.
Yeah.
But also I think
get fired up about something.
Starting episode 5, I didn't go through and edit like second by second the first 4 episodes. I really cleaned out all the sounds, like, you know, earlier today, Nick, the whole train thing. I sat down in my chair after walking around, all that stuff. Typically I would clean all that out.
Right.
Since episode 5, haven't been doing that.
Yeah.
That was a whole monologue basically to say we're not editing as much. And so it should be a little bit more raw. I'm okay with it. I think Nick's,
I am too.
Yeah, Nick's okay with it. So if the audience is like, man, you guys should really clear up that white noise and, you know, take out the sound of your beer burps, then, you know, okay. Maybe we'll go through it, or okay. maybe we think that you're just, you should get over it. No guarantees, yeah. but let us know anyways.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe below. Smash that like button.
Smash it.
Ring that notification bell. That's what I've been hearing a lot lately, is the notification yeah. bell.
That shit's, god damn it, that's the fucking worst thing in the world. The worst part about that is that I feel like people were manipulating people because people didn't know what it was, but like the content providers knew, and they were like, no, push it or you won't see anything I post ever.
No, it's
boom,
it's
actually notifications for life.
It's actually worse than that. It started with YouTube saying that we're not going to notify the people who are subscribing to get notifications about your content unless they... So we'll notify them about some of your content, but not all of their content unless right. your subscribers hit the notification bell. So it's like, right. I could... So I'm not subscribed to anybody on YouTube because I'm an asshole, apparently, and I just go on apparently. Their YouTube pages like... every day of the people who I watch, and or in, maybe it's not every day, but it's like at some point often like I should be a subscriber. I'm basically a subscriber, and I go to their YouTube pages and I look at their video and I watch their video. But it's like I could be that level and subscribe to those people, and instead of doing the work on my end, I could just click a link on the notifications or whatever. But it's like YouTube is like, no, just because you subscribe to them doesn't mean that we're going to give you all the notifications. You actually have to subscribe to them and ask for notifications. And it's like, now me as a user wanting to watch someone, I have to do 2 steps. And it's like, man, I actually feel bad for content creators on YouTube. YouTube fucks them up all the time.
And it's not just YouTube. It's every social media that's doing this whole like timeline that's not chronological bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. So here's the thing. Every single person in the world doesn't like this shit. Facebook, Instagram, all those motherfuckers, they tell you, oh no, we'll show you what you want to see.
You know who does like it? People who buy ads from those websites.
Oh my god.
That's what it is. It's all about, like, it's all about Facebook being able to tell ad providers, they're like, our algorithm will put you in feeds because it's going to incorporate an audience that supposedly likes what your ad is about.
Right, but the way that they market it to the common folk, it's like, oh no, everyone loves this, you're gonna love it, we'll show you only the stuff you want to see. Newsflash, I only fucking follow things and people that I want to see. I want to fucking see all of it. If I didn't want to see something, I wouldn't follow that person.
No, I'm in 100% agreement with you. I wish. So, like, if there was a content provider like Facebook or whatever, I wish they would just come out and be straightforward about it and say, hey,
yes,
we're changing our algorithm to make our ads more profitable.
So yep. If they say that, then I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, okay, all right, well, you're being open and honest about it. I can respect that. But when you play that shit off where you try to make it seem like it's what we want, that's when I call bullshit.
Well, it's because it is bullshit. It's like,
it is.
It might. Tell me you know where this line is from. You can piss on my face, just don't tell me it's raining. Do you not know it? Do you not know it?
It's from a billion and a half things.
Well, yeah, everyone's used it. A specific thing that you should know.
Is it from our favorite movie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you want me to say it? Is that what you want?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you didn't even recognize it at first. Come on.
No, I just meant, I didn't know if that's what you meant.
You didn't even recognize it. Just admit it. Stop being like Facebook and just recognize it. Yeah, you literally said it's from our favorite movie because I said you should know what it's from.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I did not realize right away that it was from Fired Up. But you know what? I will say that it is in like a bajillion and a half other things. So I wouldn't say a bajillion and a half.
But
you're right.
There's only one thing I want from you, and it's to watch Hot Rod. Well, and for you to move to the Northwest.
Yeah, I'm making that happen.
Slowly.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
No, I'm not saying slowly as in like, oh, you better hurry up because I don't believe
that. I'm just saying I'm headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I think things are moving. Things are happening. And yeah, it's looking good.
And when you move out here, because just to make it relevant to the audience, hopefully we can actually potentially do this like together.
Yes.
Which will automatically make it 10 times better, but then also potentially incorporate some video into it, which would be cool.
I don't know who cares
about that, but
I don't know who cares about that either, but I always prefer doing video, like watching video podcasts compared to just audio.
Yeah, I mean, I like both, right? Like there's some podcasts that I think our podcast might fit into that category where I want to just listen to it while I'm not really like, while I'm doing other things, like I'm driving or I'm doing yard work or something, because it's not something I'd be actively involved in, but there are definitely podcasts where I'm interested in the video. And there's also a combination. Like there's video podcasts where I watch the first hour doing stuff and then I'm like, oh, that was really interesting. And I go and continue watching the video.
But then once we start doing videos, that opens up, you know, endless possibilities of other things we could do to incorporate to make, you know, watching the video like more worth it and more enjoyable.
Oh yeah. And
to where it might change our podcast to where it might be this is definitely a podcast I'd rather watch than just listen to.
Yeah, and this is something that we usually like, just, you know, to give the audience keys to the kingdom. This is usually the kind of discussions that Nick and I have after we're done recording.
Right.
Kind of about what we're thinking for like next steps, even if it's like 50 years in the future, or like next podcast. But
right,
like I want to incorporate like drinking beer with like a random person from somewhere.
Totally.
Like, wouldn't it be cool to like set something up with a subscriber, someone who listens to the podcast or whatever, and just be like, hey, want to drink a beer with us? Buy this beer if you can, or you know,
nah. If we ever get cool enough, then we could buy the person a beer.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe we can.
Maybe
depends on the person, we'll right? Maybe if we,
yeah,
if it's some random, I don't know if I want to buy some random a beer.
But what if like you meet them and right off the bat they're really cool?
Then maybe we'll like send them a beer afterwards.
Oh, okay.
It's like a person you meet at the bar, right? You know, they show up next to you, which is kind of weird, but there wasn't any other spots, but so they ended up sitting next to you, and you're like, I don't like that, but I get it because there's no other spots and I'm kind of a cool person. Yeah. So you sat next to me.
Yeah.
But then you realize they're actually kind of a cool person. You're like, hey, I'll get you here.
Yeah. Like they make like some random remark to the bartender or like they just like, you know, something happens at the bar and they say something about it. And you're
they
like,
make a fired up reference and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, hey.
I like this guy. I like him. Pretty cool.
So, yeah. I would like to do stuff like that because that, you know, our podcast is so casual. I'd like it to remain casual forever.
I also feel that.
Forever. Like if I want to drink whiskey on a beer podcast one week, I will drink whiskey on a beer podcast.
Damn straight. Kentucky straight.
Kentucky straight. That was horrible, but
all right. I think that's
the end of the podcast. Definitely the end. Let's cap it off with whatever the fuck that was. Again, two beards and some beers, or two beards and some whiskey, as tonight.
I'm Levi,
and I'm Nick.
Bitches.